Hi Mitali, you have a few newbies such as Monica Pratyush and Ayushi in the ODI setup. I just wanted to ask, will you be looking to give everyone a game in this series in order for perfect build up to next year's World Cup?
Hi, definitely yes, because it's a 5 ODI series and we have some young players in the side. As a captain, I would like to give them opportunities to show their talent. So yes, we definitely are looking forward to giving them opportunities in this 5 ODIs.
Snehal Pradhan, you can go in next.
Hi, Mithalji. Good to see you guys back. My question is, considering that suppose you get ideal batting conditions and considering how ODI cricket is evolving, as a batting group, is there a number or a total that you would like to target batting first?
Well, clearly coming back into the one days after 15 months, I think the team definitely will first look forward to developing a rhythm, a momentum. If it's a good batting track, clearly we will definitely look forward to around 240, 250 is something we will start aiming at that. But if we get a good start, maybe beyond. But again, it all depends how we will take the first game, how the wicket behaves. But as on today, the girls seem to be very confident. We've had some very good sessions. So clearly, I'm looking at a very confident unit to take on the field tomorrow.
Okay, we'll take Prajakta next and then Anisha Ghosh. Prajakta, you can go ahead.
Hi, Mitali. As you spoke about the practice sessions, how exactly have the practice sessions been and how has the team managed to keep themselves fit in these tough times?
See, as a professional athletes, I think it's important that we keep ourselves fit, find ways to sort of be in training. And of course, we had like 4 good days of training session once we had a center wicket, so to get a feel of the match scenarios. And I think the girls, they have been training in the respective places before coming and joining the team. So because the domestic season is underway and everybody have been training, it's not like we've not been training.
Anisha, you can go in next.
Hi, Mithali. Good to speak to you again. The ODI World Cup begins in a year's time. Shefali Verma is obviously not in the ODI squad. But going by her performance, and you've also mentioned to ESPN Quick Info in one of your interviews that you would assess her progress over time. But 1 year out from the World Cup, where does she fit in the scheme of things as far as a longer-term future is concerned in the ODI side?
She definitely is in the thick of things. She's in the radar. I think we need to have a little bit of patience and you'll see her very soon.
Habil Ahmed, you can go in next.
Hi, Mitali. I just want to know, basically, since South Africa, basically, they've played quite a few games over the last year and the players have played in the BBL and all of that. Do you think they could be, in a way, better prepared than the Indian team, considering they've played more cricket over the last few months? And how do you think that will affect the series?
Clearly, they had a game time. They've played Pakistan before coming into India. But then we are playing after a gap. Having said that, we definitely have put in the efforts to train ourselves, have these short camp, 4 days of sessions here. And it doesn't look like we are rusty or anything. I think the girls clearly are quite excited to get onto the field and start, putting our best performance, because it's time that we start our campaign for the World Cup and start playing some cricket.
We have a question on our chat box from Crickwick. He asks, how was quarantine period and how is the team environment right now?
Well, I think now it's sort of a normal thing. Wherever you go, you expect to be in quarantine for at least few days. And the athletes, pack in such a way that we know if we are getting into quarantine, these are things that is required to keep our training on. And clearly, we have a support staff like the trainer and the physios are constantly in touch with the girls with the Zoom and in the other apps, so that, you know, everybody are looked after during the quarantine period. And as I mentioned before, also as professional athletes, we always find ways to keep ourselves training. In fact, it's just not related to physical fitness, but it also has a lot to do with mental setup. You sort of prepare yourself, maybe visualize or do some drills in the room. We all find our ways to do all those.
Okay, we'll take a couple of more questions. Next one from Lavanya Lakshminarayan.
Hi, Mithali. It's good to see you after such a long time. You yourself are coming back after about 480 days now. So if you have to speak about your game particularly, what have you been focusing on in the nets? What's preparation been like for you?
Well, it's been like how I prepare myself before any series. It's no different. It's just that, you know, we, in terms of game time, yes, we've not really played any matches as such. But in terms of training, in terms of preparation at home or back in the academy in Hyderabad, I've prepared myself like how I train for before any international series. This is no different. A lot has gone into the mental setup because clearly coming back from a long gap, it means that, you know, you have to be strong enough to put your best foot forward. That is how we've been all these years. I have trained like that. And I am definitely looking forward to sort of getting more runs, because the last series against West Indies in 2019, I was in rhythm, and I would like to continue from there in the series.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Vinayak, you can go in next.
Good afternoon, Mithali. Good luck for the series coming up. My question is about the plans for the World Cup. So what are the discussions? Have you identified certain areas, checklist of sorts, to work on in terms of the team combination going towards the World Cup?
Well, I think the series in that sense is very important. As you mentioned, yes, we will try and see the composition of the team, but at the same time also see that the team as a unit start to get that momentum right, because everybody are coming back as, I mean, it's getting a little repetitive to keep saying that after a long gap. But in that sense, this series is very important for two reasons. One is that we have young players and it is the right platform to give them opportunities in the home conditions. At the same time, to see that the core players get enough game time to sort of gain their performance or, get out there and start to develop that rhythm. And as a unit, to come together and put our best standard out there and get and take it from there.
Anisha, you can go ahead with your question.
Thanks. Mithali, as ESPN Cricket Info recently revealed that Coach W.B. Raman's contract has been extended. Obviously, he's led the team to a maiden World Cup, T20 World Cup final last year. How important has he been to the evolution of the ODI setup? You know, we played the ODI format in 2019 last. And how important are his inputs going to be going ahead in the next year?
Well, see, I think we've been under W.B. sir for 2 years, I think. No. Around a year, more than a year. And it's, I think the best part about him is that, you know, he's able to sort of gel well with the senior players as well as the young players in the side. And he obviously shares his experience as a coach, even as a player. And a lot of I personally have a lot of technical, ways of, basically chatting about my own game, and it gives a different perspective from a person who's played as well as coached for so many years. And he's been around young players, giving them more confidence if there are anybody who's who lack confidence. But at the same time, he's also able to give a good base for the players, for the seniors in the side. And I think overall, he's able to give a very positive environment in the dressing room. And that is what we carry forward onto the field. I mean, if the players have that comfort level with the coach, clearly that reflects on the performance of the team as a unit on the field.
Thanks, Mithali, and all the best for the series.
Okay. One final question from Snehal Pradhan.
So this is the first series where there are going to be ticketed audiences for a women's series since the BCCI took over. Pre-BCCI, they used to be way back. But given the context of how important it is for women's cricket to stand almost on its own feet economically, how big do you think a move this is, even though it's restricted by the pandemic?
Well, it's always good to play in stadiums where there are people who turn up for the match, and you have your supporters, you know, supporting the team. And I'm happy to see that there is some prize on the tickets for the people to come over. This probably is in a way like, you know, you're trying to open that opportunity where women's cricket can sort of develop the revenue coming in. And if we do well, clearly, I think, you know, the interest will develop, which probably the rhythm was sort of cut off last year after the T20 World Cup. But clearly, I'm looking forward for people to turn up to the stadiums and encourage and support the women's cricket, women cricketers, the national side.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mithali. Thank you.
Thank you.